Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Bailey's Cokeway. This is my column for Country Squire magazine of 9th of August 2022. I recently introduced readers to a minority movement described as virus deniers. They prefer to describe themselves as virus sceptics and quickly enact Godwin's law that eventually all arguments end up with someone being compared to Hitler when the term denier is used. For evidence of this, see the comments that greeted another similar piece published in the Daily Sceptic. However, they deny the existence of viruses, and if the cap fits, I think they should wear it. For example, many are sceptical about COVID-19, but that does not include the ludicrous assertion that the virus does not exist, or that all viruses do not exist. The above typifies their method. If accused of something, they throw an accusation back at you. If asked a direct, closed question to which the answer can only be yes or no, they deflect and use tu quoque, or whataboutery methods of argument. The response to my articles in the Daily Sceptic, which provides a link to a direct response to the article by Dr. Sam Bailey, and my more recent article here exemplify this. When well and truly cornered, they resort to not dignifying the argument with a response. They are also not averse to personal attacks, and as one commentator put it, ad hominem attacks are used to provide an excuse for avoiding scientific debate. At the vanguard of the movement are New Zealanders Dr. Sam Bailey and her husband Dr. Mark Bailey. They have issued a challenge to the scientific community to prove that viruses exist. I put prove in inverted commas, as any schoolboy and girl knows that science does not strictly work by proving anything. The eponymous Popperian method of conducting science works through disproof of hypotheses and, unless such disproof can be established, the hypothesis is extant. One may choose to believe or not in the outcome, but one must also fight fair if one is going to try to overturn 100 years of established evidence-based theory. As the saying goes, everyone's entitled to his own opinion, but not his own facts. They've roped in a string of the usual suspects as signatories, including Andrew Kaufman, a psychiatrist, and remarkably even persuaded Mike Yeadon, former scientific researcher and vice president of drugs giant Pfizer Incorporated, who, until this point, seemed like a voice of reason over COVID-19. To sign. Thanks to a faithful correspondent who was disgusted at the tone of the response the Baileys issued to my article in the Daily Sceptic, I've been kept abreast of these developments and the attempts by a few people to push back. Foremost among these is Steve Kirsch, Executive Director, Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, which incidentally questions the safety of the COVID-19 vaccines, who's written several pieces in his Substack column exposing the disingenuous nature of the challenge to prove that viruses exist. Bailey's and Co. outline a series of perfectly good experiments, in my view, and their challenge has been accepted, but while they claim to have the funding, they have refused to give it to one scientist, Dr. Kevin McKern. Steve Kirsch has offered to work collaboratively with them to design the necessary experiments, and they have refused. They also insist that nobody will come onto their channel and debate the issue of the existence of viruses with them, but this is not true, as explained by Steve Kirsch. Several virologists have offered to enter a debate with them, but true to form, they have not taken up the offer. Nevertheless, Mark Bailey did agree to a debate with Kevin McKern on a channel hosted by Tim Truth, I guess this is not his real name, which is highly entertaining. It quickly becomes apparent why Dr. Bailey agreed. Tim Truth is a virus denier himself, and Bailey let Dr. McKern speak, whilst repeatedly inviting Dr. Bailey to do so. The session was supposed to be a properly conducted debate, and to establish some scientific ground rules, Dr. McKern repeatedly tries to elicit yes or no answers from Dr. Bailey. Not quite in the spirit of a debate, admittedly, but it would not have hurt to have heard precise responses. My guess is that Dr. Bailey did not wish to be dragged onto the scientific forecourt, preferring to issue a series of scientifically unsubstantiated and untestable statements, aware that he had both a captive moderator and most likely a captive audience. Despite the one-sided nature of the debate, Dr. McKeon won hands down, but his frustration at the proceeding was obvious, and he did descend into some name-calling at the end of the interview, even accusing Dr. Bailey of being a grifter. I'd long suspected that the Baileys and those of their ilk were trying to sell something, and I'm not alone in this view. Indeed, on their webpage, they have a book for sale and a subscription model for early access to content. The subscription is admittedly modest, $5 annually, but they claim to have over 300,000 subscribers. If this is true, they earn a staggering $1.5 million annually. Both Baileys are medically qualified doctors who have abandoned allopathic medicine, the use of tested remedies, for naturopathy, the use of untested remedies. They believe in terrain theory, which promotes the view that there are no harmful bacteria. We must simply learn to live with them through adjustments to diet, lifestyle and hydration. If your child has an acute and life-threatening bacterial infection, bad luck if you encounter a terrain theory doctor. They won't prescribe antibiotics.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.